You're listening to X-Ray FM on KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere 24/7 worldwide at xray.fm. My name is Chelsea, and you are tuned into a new episode of Sadder Star, an emo radio show, and today I have a very special live in-studio guest with me. Say what's up.
What's up, people of Portland and the world?
This is Peter Helmis, vocalist and bassist of the band Algernon Cadwallader.
Hell yeah, that's me.
Yep.
This is Chelsea, the amazing host of Sadder Star Radio.
Thanks. Thank you so much. I'm so stoked to have you on the show. Yeah, I feel like this is kind of a full circle moment for me because Algernon played on my college radio show like almost 15 years ago, which is really crazy.
Yep.
When I was like a baby. Yeah, and here we are again on a different radio station in Portland.
We can't stay away. We still love the radio wherever it still exists.
Yeah, and we still love emo.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so... Peter, you live in Portland now, but you're from Philly.
True.
Yeah. How are you liking Portland?
This is accurate. I like it a whole lot, you know? It's a different place. It's kind of like the Philly of the West Coast, though, I'd say. There's elements of Philly here. But, you know, it's a lot greener, which is nice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of smaller and it's tight-knit, and I like that. Great music scene, obviously, in both cities. And yeah, I love it out here.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great. So Peter put together a pretty sick guest mix for the show today. We're going to talk a little bit about Algernon, but mostly about the songs that he picked for the show.
I had a lot of fun putting this list together and picking out these songs and records. They all are important to me in some way or have some sort of story. Or they just rock.
Oh yeah. Also, we picked, or you picked, some like unreleased stuff and some like deeper cuts.
I'm like whistleblowing on some deep cut emo tonight.
Yeah, which we love. That's very exciting to always have on the show. Also, Algernon just released their first new music in many, many years. With a new album called Trying Not to Have a Thought, and you guys are embarking on a full U.S. tour next month, right?
And it's starting in Portland.
Oh, yeah.
November 6th.
Oh, yeah. Where's that at?
Our hometown at Hawthorne Theater.
That's the band's hometown now.
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
Cool.
Wherever I'm at.
Okay, cool.
No, we have like 3 or 4 hometowns now, which is pretty sick.
Yeah, I guess that's what happens when you're in a band.
If you live in the United States, we're basically coming to you. Between the months of October and December. So we'll see you at the show.
Sick. Yeah. Yeah. I'll definitely see you there.
And also thanks for playing some of our new music on your show.
Oh,
appreciate
that. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I was excited to play it. I don't know. Just hear what y'all are up to now.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, oh yeah, it's the X-Ray Fall Fun Drive. So oh yeah, we are looking for donations to keep the station running. All donations go towards the basic operating costs to keep this independent nonprofit community radio station going.
Keep it going.
Yeah, you could head on over to xray.fm and there is a big button that says Fall Fun Drive and you could click it and donate any amount of money. We also love it when people become members, and there's some pretty sick perks to being a member. You could also get a tote bag or a hoodie that are just for members as well of the station. Yeah, so head on over to xray.fm/donate to keep community radio in Portland going.
I'm doing it right now.
Oh, no way. Oh, no way. That's crazy.
On my phone. Here we go.
Okay, we're gonna start things out with our first track. What did you pick for us to start
out? Oh, we gotta start it off. It's the season. 'Tis the season for all things scary. And what's scarier than Philadelphia's best coffin punk band, Whoa. Ink and Dagger.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing some very rare reunion shows at the end of this month, too, right over Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in Philadelphia, you'd be pretty dumb to miss out on those.
Mm-hmm.
This is Philadelphia royalty right here.
Hell yeah. This track you are about to hear is called The Road to Hell, released on their, what is this, a 7-inch? Drive the 7-inch wooden stake through my Philadelphia heart.
Beautiful title.
Yeah, crazy name. Okay, yeah, this is Ink and Dagger. Thanks for listening to Saturn Star and X-Ray.
Yeah.
Hello, you're still tuning in to Satter Star Emo Radio Show here on X-Ray FM with my special in-studio guest, Peter.
Woo. Yeah. Wow, that was a scorcher of a set right there, if I do say so myself.
Yep, that was a scorcher. You want to talk about some of those tracks we just heard?
For sure. Should I name them?
Yeah.
What we got? The Ink and Dagger, we talked about that. They're coming back to a town near you if you live in Philadelphia. Legends, followed by another Philly Legends, Franklin, one of my all-time favorite bands from Philadelphia. I love that track. It just, your head's nodding. You don't even know what happened. Your head's nodding. And then, I was really stoked. You know, I wanted to try to bring some music that hasn't been on the show before.
Yes.
And so brought in a local band from where I grew up, north of Philadelphia, Boz Henna, who were a huge influence on me. At first I did not like this band when I was a young kid, and it was all, you know, metalcore, pop punk and emo and stuff, and I didn't get this band, but specifically this band kind of taught me to, you know, relax and listen to the music. And I remember like sitting against a wall when I was a kid at a show, like just like waiting for the next band to play, waiting for Boz Henna to be done, and they were just in this long jam, quiet jam, and it took me over. It caught on, and kind of changed my perspective on music in general. But the band's fantastic. Find whatever music you can by them. And then we followed that up with Audience of One, the other most important band from our suburbs of Philadelphia, featuring Anthony Green, who's in a bunch of bands that you might know. Yeah, this band, you know, they were our kind of like best kept secret growing up. And I got to play one show in the band as a second guitar player.
Craziness.
Which, you know, it only lasted one show, so I guess I didn't do that well, but it did something for me. That was like the show that, you know, made me feel comfortable standing in front of people playing music. Probably because I was playing their dope-ass songs instead of my songs that were not quite dope yet. That's Audience One, and that is an unreleased track that I don't think anyone's ever heard who's not from the area. I either got it from them to learn it to play the shows with them, or from the studio we recorded at. Vince Ratty probably would have passed that along to me as well. So there you go. Unreleased Audience of One right here on Satter Star Radio.
Oh, yeah. That song is so good. I was also just telling Peter that the vocals really sound like his vocals. Like, I could really see a connection between loving that band as like a young person and then that influencing how you, I don't know, sing or like make your own music.
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
in Algernon specifically.
It's incredible. Yeah. It's, his voice is incredible. And, I personally love it over, you know, this style of music. I think it's just got everything. It's like almost falling apart at the seams, but they hold it all together. And it's just like pure energy.
So good. What's up next?
Next, I think we're moving on to 400 Years. Is that right?
Or
did I skip something? Oh my God. Okay. Actually, yeah. Sinaloa is up next, who is a terrific band. The first show that I ever played out of our area, the Philadelphia area, was the day after high school. And we went on tour. And that meant driving straight to Charleston, South Carolina, and playing a house show with none other than Sinaloa.
That's crazy.
And had never heard of them, but was totally blown away and have loved that band ever since. And and this song was one of the songs. I remember them playing this song. And again, yeah, it is like such a unique band. You should hear it. You should hear it.
Yeah, they are a unique band. What band was that that you were in when you played?
Oh, that was Halfway to Holland, which was sick. 3/4 of Algernon today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just with a different drummer.
Yeah, that band's fun.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, sick. So this is People Mover by Sinaloa off of their Fathers and Sons album. More good stuff coming up next. We're moving on from the Philly block, right? Moving into other things.
That's true. Thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, that was the little Philly block, and now we're moving beyond the Philadelphia area.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we might go back at some point, but we'll see.
Okay, sick. Okay, here we go.
Yeah. asshole. But I still think I could come. And there were days when I was miserable.
Yeah.
Hello, you're still tuned in to Sadder Star.
You're still tuned in.
What's
smart
up?
Smart listeners out there.
Oh, yeah. What did we hear? What was that last little block?
Remind me again. We started with Sinaloa, right?
Yep.
Sinaloa. And I already told my Sinaloa story, so I'm not going to tell it again.
Okay.
You can listen to the this show when it's archived.
Oh, yeah. You can listen to the show
and
again.
You can hear my Sinaloa story if you're tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I think we moved to 400 years, correct?
Yeah. Great band.
Yeah. What more? What else is there to say? That song rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Then more deep cuts for you.
Mm-hmm.
How many listeners out there have heard Dutchland Diesel before? I don't know. Maybe you have to be from the Philadelphia area to know that beautiful band. They started off, Dutchland Diesel started off the pop punk faction of this emo playlist. And it continued with my all-time favorite band, Man Without Plan, from Westchester, New York. Obviously, you heard the song. This band is incredible. And this is on their first 7-inch. And, incredible band. There's so much more out there. If you like that song, it means that you're a smart person. Mm-hmm. And lucky you, you could go find, 100 or 200 more Man Without Plan songs now, because they all exist.
Yep.
And tied it up with a song off my all-time favorite record, Piebald, from When Life Hands You Lemons. What was that song? Two Rocking Chairs on a Porch, I believe. Song one. Also realized when I picked out this playlist, I picked a lot of first tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Not intentional.
Yeah, that's true.
But
there's a theme happening.
It means a lot of these bands put their best foot forward. You know, they put their fire right there, right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
That was the little pop punk faction of the playlist tonight.
Wow. Okay, what are we moving into next?
We're moving into the post-punk phase.
Dang.
And I'm excited about this phase. You're about to hear Q and Not You.
Awesome. This track is called Soft Pyramids. Also, quick shout out again, it's the X-Ray Fall Fun Drive.
Woo-woo.
Head on over to xray.fm/donate or just the main homepage at xray.fm. There's a big donate button. Click there and give us your money to keep this wonderful community radio station running and providing independent community media throughout Portland. We can't do this without your hard-earned, very kindly donated money.
Donate your
so
money.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And we'll burn it to keep the fire going.
Yes, we'll burn it. this is Q and Not You, Soft Pyramids. Again, you're listening to Sadder Star with Peter Helmis of Algernon Cadwallader and like a million other bands.
What's up?
Thanks again for being on the show. Here we go.
SOF TPY RAM IDS EVA POR ATE at daylight internationally. Checklist, color for your checklist, 999. kiss every comma in your checklist. Commas in your checklist, nah, nah, nah. Uh-huh. Commas in your checklist. Commas in your checklist, nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah. Please pick a color for your checklist. Color for your checklist, nah, nah, nah. Nah, nah, nah. Blackouts.
You're listening to Satterstar on X-Ray FM in Portland, Oregon. This is Peter from Algernon Cadwalader and Chelsea from Satterstar.
Hey, what's up? You just heard a lot of tracks that Peter picked out for today's really, really awesome guest mix. What did we just hear?
Let me see. You point to me and I'll say it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We go backwards, don't we, on radio?
You
just heard... Tristezza with Foreshadow off their first 7-inch. If you could see this thing, this is such a beautiful record to hold, and I think it sounds awesome. It's mm-hmm. You think it sounds awesome. You just heard it. Before that, we heard the Homies, Each Other's Mothers, from Long Island. We used to play with this band all the time back in the day. Incredible instrumental 4-piece. Super jammy, and very talented members that are in a bunch of other bands. Check out Each Other's Mothers and do your homework and you'll be rewarded. Before that, Q and Not You with Soft Pyramids. So this song is the reason that the melodica is part of the Algernon Cadwalader arsenal of instruments, especially on the first record. I remember hearing this song on the 7-inch, bought the 7-inch, heard this song, heard the melodica part at the end, and instantly I was on eBay and buying a melodica before I knew what happened. As soon as it came in the mail, ripped it open and learned how to play this part. And, I was like, oh, this has to be part of the band. So that song is the reason that there's melodica on some kind of Cadwalader.
Crazy story.
Yeah.
Crazy lore.
You know?
Thank you for sharing that.
You are welcome.
Okay, I have one corny question since I barely got to ask any questions.
Please.
We've been chatting so much. Do you consider Algernon to be emo?
Sure.
Okay.
I usually say we're a hardcore or punk band, but I don't think we're not emo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. Anything else you want to share with our listeners here?
Keep listening to this awesome radio show that Chelsea does here.
Thank you.
This has been super fun. Thanks so much for having me on. And, come to see Algernon Cadwalader on tour. We've got dates all over the country starting in less than a month and starting here in Portland. Mm-hmm. And, Chelsea, you have to be there. Chelsea will be there. You can meet Chelsea. You can have a meet and greet with Chelsea from Satterstar at our show.
Okay.
And she will tell you if the music you like sucks or rules.
I don't think I would do that, but thank you.
Okay, you know, let's put it out there. Or also, I'll do it then. I'll tell you.
Also, I'm excited that one of the openers for the Portland date is First Day Back.
Yeah, for
They're
sure.
They're so good.
Is it their first time in Portland?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
awesome.
That band, like, blew up this year. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They're so good. So I'm excited to see them, too. That's at the Hawthorne Theater, right?
In it is.
Early November.
November 6th.
Okay, November 6th.
Yeah, the very first day of our tour.
Awesome.
So we're going to be fresh and ready.
Oh, okay. We got about 2 minutes left. What are we
Yeah.
What are we wrapping up the episode with?
We're going to wrap it up with a Pacific Northwest treasure called Kickball.
Awesome. This is Opposite off of Huckleberry Eater. Love Kickball. Thanks again for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
And thanks for listening to Saturday Star on X-Ray.
Don't you love something 'cause you hate the opposite? You broke your own heart. Don't you love something 'cause you hate the opposite?